Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's check in with Galvin. He's got a brand new open letter. Here we go.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to things that sound bad, but actually aren't. Dear things that sound bad, but actually aren't. Seriously, every time I hear someone referred to as a Jew, I grip my teeth and my shoulders go off. It's the same reaction I have when someone got stabbed right in front of me. Just shocked and confused. It just sounds bad though, but it's not. Jewish people call themselves Jews, and it's not like black people where they're the only people who are allowed to use the N-word. Even saying somebody's black makes people uncomfortable. If you're describing someone and you say, you know, the black guy, people will get nervous. Here's something you should know about black people. They know they're black. It's not offensive. If you describe someone as having curly hair, being short, the guy with the beard, the woman with the blue eyes, is that bad? Of course not. I gotta be honest, I don't even know why in boxing they still go by the color of the fighter's trunks. Side note, are we still saying trunks? It's 2016. Can we all agree they're shorts? Anyways, can't we just say the white guy is Rick and the black guy is John? Gays just sounds like it's bad, which is weird because gay actually means happy. But I guess it's all in the inflection. Gay, bad. Gay, confused, or gay, which means I'm scared of you, I drive a pickup truck, and I wish I could be with you sexually, but I'm afraid, so instead I'll just try and fight you. Lesbians is a different story. For most guys, lesbians sounds good. Like, ooh, lesbians. But if it's a girl that isn't into you, then it sounds more like this. Lesbian. I think it's important not to put the in front of a description. That's what really makes it sound bad. The gays, the blacks, the Jews. None of those sound like they're starting a sentence that's going to be good. Who did it? The gays, the blacks, the Jews. What did they do? Help cure cancer. Oh, good job, everybody. I'm Galvin from the Mike Calta Show, and this has been an open letter. The things that just sound bad, but actually aren't.
The gays, the blacks.
They the cure Jews. Cancer. Yeah. Be nicer.
My favorite's the Japs.
Oh,
man. Yeah, I think that's bad, though.
That's what I'm saying. But what is bad about that, though?
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just a short. It's like,
people from Japan. So Japanese, and you're shortening it. That'd be like if somebody called us Amps.
Because you're stereotyping them as a whole.
I think you're also lumping in Korean.
Saying the Japanese people. When I refer to them as a collective Japanese people, they're the Japs.
So you're not looking at someone who looks an Asian
Islander? No. I'm saying when I'm in Japan and I was talking to these Japs, that for some reason is offensive, even though it really is just a shortening of, you know, like Mix when you're talking about Irish people. That's just because of the name Mick whatever, you know. But for some reason, that's offensive also.
According to Wikipedia, though, it says that Jap is an English abbreviation, and it is generally regarded as offensive. But
that's different. That's when you're calling a white Jewish girl a Jap.
Yeah.
Right. I'm talking about Jap for Japanese.
Jewish American princess is what that is.
That's what you're talking about.
Now, would you take offense if someone called you
whitey?
Well, no.
A WOP.
Yeah, WOP.
But a WOP is offensive. That means without passport.
So is there one for people of Italian descent?
Is Guinea? What is Guinea?
I don't really know what the origin of Guinea is.
Yeah.
Because aren't there Italian men named Guinea and Guido? Like, I have an Italian uncle that's
no
named
Italian
Guido.
No Italian named Guinea.
I don't know. All right.
Just take it easy.
I'm confused.
I'm just trying to think of how I can ask questions without sounding like I'm a racist.
No, but Japanese, if you say, which it sounds offensive, and I don't know if it is,
right.
But it sounds like you're just shortening Japanese to
Jap. A Jewish Jew.
Yeah.
Are Jewish people offended when someone calls them a Jew?
No.
Are
that's,
black
they're
people,
Jews.
Are
they're
black
Jewish
people offended by when someone calls them black?
No, I don't think so either,
but
are
that's
you
different.
Offended when somebody calls you white?
No, but I'm not offended by anything.
It's like Galvin said, when you say the blacks, it's bad.
Right.
You know, the blacks are moving in my neighborhood.
What would
that's
be the proper term then? Because African-American is no longer correct, right? That is not the term to use for a black person.
I still say black people.
Yeah, because there's plenty of black people who go, I'm not from Africa.
Yeah,
so
and
I'm
then they get offended. Like, people get offended. I don't understand what I can say. I'm not just saying about black people, but you're right, Japanese.
So what
too.
Are you saying? Black people are
no,
just
white
easily
people are,
annoyed?
If you called us honkies, I guess people would get upset, but that's not an origin-based thing.
No.
No.
And it's not an abbreviated
the same
of the
thing as saying, Brian, the black guy. You know, it's the same thing as saying, you know, Rob, the white guy.
Yeah.
I
agree.
I had my friend is married to a black girl, and she was like, why? This lady at work was telling me a story, and she's like, and then I stopped, and the black guy helped me, this black guy stopped and helped me change the tire. She's like, that's so racist. And I go, what is? And she goes, why did she have to say the black guy? I don't know, because when you're telling a story, you want to be as descriptive as possible. So you point out all the details. If you're picturing in your head as I'm telling you the story, I'm going to tell you all the details.
And it's, you know, if there's five white guys standing there, you're not going to say the white guy. But if there's one white guy there
right.
with a bunch of other people, there's an Asian guy, there's two black guys, and there's a Mexican dude, you're going to say the white guy.
Or the coach. Yeah.
Oh.
It's a long joke. It's a long-running joke. You know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Hispanic?
Yeah.
I don't even want to say the word because apparently it's offensive, correct? The abbreviated term for it.
The abbreviation for Japanese, Jap, makes sense.
Yes.
The abbreviation for Hispanic, Hispan, would be fine, but nobody ever says that.
But
Hispi?
The other one people use
yeah,
as
but that's
a
not an abbreviation. That's a
abbreviation.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand.
You're so racist.
Oh,
it's like,
I'm
can't
trying
even
to figure out
your head.
Weird Florida racist
hear,
line.
Do you want to hear my open letter again?
No,
I just explained it all.
Nip.
Just don't use the word the in front of it.
I said nip, and people got all upset
right.
for Nipponese.
Yeah.
Short for Nipponese. Evidently, that's offensive. I don't know why, but to people it is.
Okay.
I don't know. But it's a shortening of the name is what Galvin said.
But here's the thing, too, is from now on, I'm just not even going to describe people by color. I'm just going to say, you know, Brian, the really good kisser. Like that.
Yeah.
Right?
The really
yeah.
soft
skin, yeah.
Yeah. This is what we've learned from Galvin's open letter. You can abbreviate a name, Japs, Jews. You can't say the.
Right.
The Japs.
Right.
The Jews.
Okay.
That's what we've learned today.
I can follow that rule.
Thank you.
And don't say it like mean.
Like the
normals. Who did it? Who did it?
Don't.
You know.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Don't you worry. Yeah, you do that. And you don't say anything. You just tilt your head.
Yeah, but if you do that and say Jews, it still sounds bad. You don't have to use the.
No, but it's like I would say if you go Jews,
yeah.
That's better. If you go,
Jews!
The Jews?
Yeah.
I think
did
it's
it?
The Jews.
The Jews!
Yeah.
Did it?
Who owns the deli? Oh, the Jews.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who the richest guys in your block? The Jews.
The Jews, yeah.
Yeah. Who produced that movie? The Jews.
Yeah.
That's who's your accountant? The Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that
who
are fine.
Who runs Hollywood?
Yeah, the Jews.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I see,
but if you're like... you know, who are the cheapest people you know? And you go, Jews.
Yeah.
That's it's the inflection.
Yeah. Also,
in what you're saying.
Also, you don't want to say who is your financial advisor? The Mexican.
Like you're disappointed.
Right,
yeah.
Right, you don't want to do that.
Okay.
The Greek.
It's all about how you deliver the information.
Yeah.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Right,
got it. Yeah.
We
got
to take a break.
It's also what you say.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.